break it off with another hot explosive mix.
Keeping it hot.
DJ Serious Savage.
Turn it off.
It's my welcome to the city of God. Pop was the king of New York. Now I'm in charge. Only the chills, the city is ours. Find out the odds when you pick them apart. I give them my time, so I give them my heart. If the city love me, then they're really a star.
New York City, please go easy on me tonight. New York City, please go easy on this heart of mine. So I'm losing my lover to the arms of another.
Come with a challenge. Every bitch you gon' come with a balance. Every shooter with me is coming to sound. And you better pick a side. You side hot. If I want them to not let you come into the city, it's my option. This is the home of the fly shop. This is where the gon' watch pockets. When I'm on TV, I gotta look good, cause I know the whole block watcher. We chill with the ops, we is not vibing. If I see him in person, we Fox following. Get a post, it's on us, we not stopping.
Get a post, it's on us, we not stopping.
This is the town of the big drip. Smooth talk. Millie Rock. Money dance. Woo walk. You and us about being too soft. Been a long time, we took a new rush. Until we got a new course. We stopped and we let it cool off.
I still got anxiety, that's why I keep it on me. Sometimes I feel like I can't trust no one around me. There's another side of me, but I don't even show it. Cause I got way too many people, ain't enough me. Been through depression, and I learned my lesson. So I count my blessings and run it up. But I still got anxiety, that's why I keep it on me. Sometimes I feel like I can't trust no one around me. Cause I got anxiety. Yeah, overthinking. Yeah, conversation. Yeah, complicated. Yeah, consequences. Yeah, and people talking. Ain't got no patience. Yeah, just get that money. Yeah, and get that hit. And it don't matter how I do it, they gon' love or hate it. Yeah, I've been going through it. Yeah, got my mind racing. And they gon' have to face it. I'm that stuff for greatness. Yeah, I'm in first place. They keep trying to take.
Birkin bag me, spend a couple thousands on my in my cheeks. Get my teeth done, cash at me. Sneak dissing on the ground at me. What my bad looking for an act?
What a
fashion over dressing, ain't wearing no panties. So, boy, scam. What a act?
What a
I just seen 100 bottles coming from the back. I don't work jobs, I ain't a job. You don't like it, take a hike, pay me for it. I'm a rich, rich. With an attitude, type it down, but I whoop you like your mama do. I don't work jobs, I ain't a job. You don't like it, take a hike, pay me for it. I'm a rich, rich, rich. With an attitude, type it down, but I whoop you like your mama do.
Run away, I'll carbon bean, lock your lens off. Talk to it, had a standoff. Hit him in the spine. Knock his dreads off. By what you call the body? I didn't name them random offs. Thuggin' in my Reeboks. Ride with a G-Shock. I heard he shot. Truckle make a big box. She made a shot. Turn water spot on. Build a car. Had a mask. Jerko make one beat.
Okay, I pull up. How about at the after party? You and all your friends, shit, they love to get naughty. Sippin' on that heat, I know you love that Bacardi. 1942, I take you back in the ride. Smoking weed, you know I'm getting high. You know it caught my nerves. Talking hard, pumping nonstop. The bag I had to earn. You can try to my fell again. You know you never learn. Living with a bottle, I was tripping. Up in a couple shots and now I'm dancing.
I take you back.
Once upon a time, and I heard that I was ugly. Came from a chick who never wanna touch. I said my face bomb, abs tight, racks stuck up, shack height, jewelry on me, flashlight. I've been listening since last night. Hit 'em with that good, good, make you wanna act right. Broke boys don't deserve no kitty.
I know that's right.
Big bag bustin' out the Bentley Bentayga, man, Balenciaga brought it back. Know how I give it up? It's big bags bustin' out the Bentley Bentayga, man.
Why you bring that money to the club if you ain't throwing it? How you make it on the ground but in person you ain't showing it? Why you go against the game, you can't beat them, join it? Ain't tapping when you got the Cali, got your distorted. Brand new coupe, I floor it. Brand new, got a brand new Glock, I adore it. Have it running like Forrest. VIP, I'm very important. In the hood, I ain't never no tourist. Got the drop on the op, we door explore it. Why she from the streets, why she real legit? Why she lit, why she start a business with your 50-50 blew the Cabo, YG a trip. YG think he Kanye West, he got his own kicks. Whoa, fresh out of pandemic, but I ain't rusty. Whoa, have a baby by me, come be lucky. Whoa, I'ma throw it all the strippers love me. Whoa, walking best dressed, but I ain't no Kid Cudi.
Girl, did he just say what I think he just said?
Sis, yes.
Talking like you lit, your then I be ugly. Pull up with a tenner, waist slim, chubby. Half a million on my neck.
I ain't tryna die young, so I gotta ride with one. Stood 10 toes down in my Balenciaga. He ran out on a nigga, that's a shot, shot. Cold hearted nigga with the blocka, blocka. Gotta keep it on me, I wanna die young. I'd rather be judged by 12 than carried by 6. I'ma gon' post bail, just look at my wrist. Tell me why the legends always gotta die quick.
I'm sitting here looking at Keisha like, do you love me, do you love me not? You damn, you hit the spot. Taste like candy, sweet like fruit, ooh, wet like water. Can I love on you? Withdrawals, I'm feeling different every day. I need a dose.
Hey, staring at your dress cause it's see-through. Yeah, talking all the shit that you done been through. Yeah, say that you a lesbian, girl, me too. Hey, girls want girls where I'm from. Hey, well, yeah, girls want girls where. Girls want girls where I'm from, yeah, yeah. Girls want girls, yeah. Hey, what? Well, girls want girls where I'm from.
You want it? Well, you got it.
Come on, you want some of this?
You're in the mix with Lady Savage.
2 in the morning, okay. Watch your legs, how you feel, little baby. 2 in the morning, okay. Watch your legs, how you feel, little baby. Don't go. Call my phone like you needed something. I'm going in, okay. Ain't no you better like you owe me some.
Sexy Monday, you're the baddest one. Gave you all my love, that's been that night. We should get away somewhere and run it up. I'm trying to fall in love. I know you ain't the only one. I need you to bring all of your friends and let's get up. I know you ain't been touched enough. I know you ain't the only one.
See you with your friends, you got her. Brand new things, you got her. You blowing up your phone, you ain't thinking about her. She just wanna turn up with her girls, get the stress off. And I just wanna take her to the room, get that dress off. Even though I'm in a good mood, I f*** you like I'm pissed off. And don't give me no attitude, you gon' make my d*** soft. How she wanna f*** me cause I'm lit now? Yeah, how she wanna f*** me cause I'm rich now?
If I ever made you angry, girl, just know that it get better over time.
I told you.
They say time heals. She can't see her life without me. She's so blasted. That you can tell him that you're my still. And she don't wanna go to sleep. She angry. Lately she been noticing he ain't me. I wish that we can change places. Don't want no new faces.
just know that it get better with time. They say time heals. She can't see her life without me. She's so blasted. That you can tell him that you're my still. And she don't wanna go to sleep, she angry. Lately she been noticing he ain't me. I wish that we can change places. Don't want no new faces. She got my heartbeat racing. They say time heals. Don't go build a life without me, cause you mine still. And I don't wanna go unless you make.
I think this is deep. Grand Rising, beautiful people. Welcome to the Empower Hour on CKUT 90.3 FM. We are on every Thursday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. and broadcasting live every Sunday on the OLC, IG, and Facebook at the Empower Hour Radio. Now, for the next 2 hours, this squad is going to entertain, enlighten, and empower y'all. Today's show is brought to you by CKUT, the OFC, Solo Drum, and the Caribbean Curry House. Don't forget to mention the Empower Hour and enjoy 10% off of your next meal. I'm Queen Kaya, joined today by Pharaoh Hammond Freeman and Gina the Great. But before we do anything else, like always, we're going to bless this show and our kings and queens that are listening.
Blessed, melanated, rising people. I hope you're having an exceptional day. I'm so grateful to life. I'm grateful to God, our creator, and I'm grateful to the ancestors for being present here with us today and for creating this opportunity for us to be able to be on here on air. And I just ask that today's show, let it be very educational, let it be very entertaining, and most importantly, let it be empowering for our listeners. And I'm sending out the spirits of love, light, unity, strength, health, and wealth to all our listeners today. Hotep, amen. Ashe.
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 Queen Kaya, how are you doing, Queen? We missed you last week.
I'm wonderful, thank you. Thank you. How are you doing?
Man, you know, I'm here, yo. I'm just here out in these streets, so just doing the daggone thing.
Amen.
So you tossing back to me. You're supposed to start, Kaya.
Well, if we're opening with me, then okay. But I was just doing the you know.
Yes, we're opening with you.
So this week was a regular kind of week, I guess you could say, with a few perks along the way. So this week I was working on some super important stuff to like put my life back together again.
Okay.
And so I got some things going on.
All right.
I might have told y'all the last time, but I registered a business. Mm-hmm. So I have my own LLC right now.
Okay.
I'll be dropping some information about what that's about.
This season.
On a later date, though, because I don't really want to jump the gun and put too much out there.
Good.
But just know that it definitely is... branding me, so look out for the naughty girl stuff.
Yes.
Naughty girl and naughty boy stuff.
Okay.
I also got my license to do Uber, actually. It's a whole big to-do now. Apparently, you have to take a test. You got to give them 15 hours of studying. You have to give them and it costs $150 for the test. It's all this hoopla, and it's in French, completely
really?
In French. And it's not regular French. It's literally like spit all over the place French. It's like,
is that racist? French. That could have been racist. I don't know. But
Black people can't be racist. We already know that. So, yeah, it's very nasty French.
Yeah.
So... I got some help for like, it literally took me a month.
Okay.
I was supposed to give them 15 hours.
Right.
It literally took me about 45 hours to understand everything, but I passed the test.
All right.
I'm in the next phase of my journey right now. So I'm just figuring it out, you know, just compiling my little stuff and making my little bag to throw over my shoulder when I'm ready to run away.
Okay.
You know, little stuff I know I'll be able to say I can do.
Yo.
Or I've done.
It snaps.
So that's where I'm at with it. And how about you, King? How you doing this week?
Yeah, this week was an eventful week, to say the least. Like there's just a lot of growth, a lot of setup. Of things that like you were saying, I think one of the most enlightening things for me this week was, and I've said it before, but just like I realized things are just a lot easier when we work as a collective. Like, I just find, like, we've been meeting with a lot of different entrepreneurs because I had mentioned before, like, the OFC and BNI, we have this business collaboration. So I'm blessed and privileged to meet with entrepreneurs basically all week. I'm meeting all kind of different business owners and different things like that. I hear a lot of horror stories. I hear a lot of success stories. But at the end of the day, what I'm realizing is that, like, there's challenges for all entrepreneurs, but it seems like the golden rule is that you do better when you're working as a team. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, even you could be in your own industry, but when you're able to even bounce off of other business owners and like talk about what worked and what didn't work. And when you're like, you know, it's things that we take for granted because we're all on the hustle, on the grind.
Absolutely.
You know, but just being able to leverage other people's knowledges and experiences is huge.
Iron sharpens iron.
Talk about it. You see?
So, yeah.
So, and that's what I'm realizing. So it's just like, I realize that it's you know, it's almost like, you know, like, you're welcome, listeners. It's almost like a little trick to the game, like, because it's like, yes, we're all going through it. A lot of us had to pivot, had to change different industries, different businesses, whatever be the case. Like, we're all adapting and adjusting, and this is the topic of what we're talking today, like resilient businesses and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, like, having that support system, knowing that you could rely on somebody. And for those who don't know, like, one of the things that I like about what we're doing with this whole OFC BNI collaboration is that it allows a person who is in a particular industry to share their clients with other people in their circle. Mm-hmm. Now, when you have one particular client that comes in and it's not just benefiting your business, it could benefit your brethren's business and your sister's business. Like, that's how you keep wealth circulating around, you know, within the community. And that's how you keep your business active and stuff like that. So, you know, so for me, that was a big plus, a big highlight for this week. And you know, yeah, I guess I don't want to, you know, dive too deep because we're going to be talking about it today. Anyways, this is Money Making March. So as we know, so we started the month, we spoke about crypto, which was huge. Then last week was real estate. That was big. Mm-hmm. This week we are talking entrepreneurialism. Is that no?
Yeah. Listen.
Entrepreneurship.
Yeah, we can say that, but we can say the isms because we're really talking about the ism schisms. We want to know all of it, you know, because some people take it, you know, just for the surface level. Mm-hmm. When you say isms, we know we're getting into the deep.
The isms, mm-hmm. So we're going to be discussing, we're going to be deep diving into that a little bit. We're going to deep dive, you know, and we're going to ask some questions. We have an amazing entrepreneur who's with us today. And the whole point is we're discussing different businesses that are, you know, war-proof, COVID-proof, resilient businesses. So we wanted to share. And anyways, I've been in other meetings all week that I'm going to be sharing with you guys when we get back from our break. So we're going to take a moment. We're going to take a quick little musical break, and then we're going to be jumping back with our Money Making March topic, which is entrepreneurship, and our amazing guest that's in house with us.
Boost your business's bottom line by adopting new digital strategies and technologies. Get access to expert advice and apply for up to $15,000 in grants at canada.ca/digital-adoption. A message from the Government of Canada.
Let's get down to business. Give you one more night to get this. We've had a million, million nights just like this. So let's get down to business. Mama, please don't worry about me. I'm about to let my heart speak. My friends keep telling me to leave this. So let's get down to business. Let's get down to business. Give you one more night to get this. We've had a million, million nights just like this. So let's get down to business. Let's get down to business. Give you one more night to get this. We've
Now tell me that was not the right tune. Let's get down to business. You didn't like it like that, okay?
That's my choice. Actually, that is my niece Corey's favorite song. And if I could tell you right quick, on her her fifth birthday, because this song came out last year, I think, sometime. Mm-hmm. So on her fifth birthday, we played this, or she played this song.
Right.
For those who don't know, my niece Corey is autistic. Okay. So for her, change sometimes is a little bit like taxing.
Right.
And so my girl played Let's Get Down to Business about 80 times.
Wow.
And then she had one other one. Got your girl is like, whoa. But this joint right here, 80 times right. at least. Yeah. And she said to us, come on, dancing, happy birthday. And we were like, oh my gosh. So we literally lost weight that night because Let's Get Down to Business is her joint.
Wow.
And she said everybody had to get up and dance for her birthday because on our birthdays,
right.
she show out.
Okay. So.
She wake up out of her sleep at midnight and wake up and get up and start dancing like, happy birthday.
Wow.
So birthdays is a big thing. So this is actually
her tune.
Tune. So I love that, and it actually fit right with the money making, you know
that's where we're at. And actually, and I cannot not give props to the DJ that opened up the show for us. So that's DJ Serious Savage, DJ Lady Savage, the savagest one. I just made up the last one, but anyways, big up queen that mix. I don't know, she just comes with that fire. Today we're blessed because we have two DJs that blessed us. So we have the Savage mix this morning and this afternoon, and later on this morning we're gonna be blessed with another mix from Powder.
Beautiful.
So we're talking the business, we're talking the money. I'm excited for this one because I am an entrepreneur. So I like the idea of us just talking business. Mm-hmm. So first, Kaya, what's your experience in business? What do you know about the business in terms of, just in general?
Well, I am learning right now about how to do proper business.
Mm-hmm.
I have always done the bandoozle.
Mm-hmm.
For everyone who knows me, they know what time it is.
Mm-hmm.
But I... for those of you who know,
mm-hmm.
I was incarcerated for import-export.
Mm-hmm.
So if we would take that and turn it into a legal business, import-export would probably be my thing, right?
Right.
They're probably not going to let me ship nothing now. But if I had someone like the face of the company, import-export would probably be my thing.
Right, yeah.
Because I like to see what the need for is in different places and provide that need, right? Connecting the customer with the need.
That's it.
And I never even knew that was like a big thing in business. I just knew what I needed to do to get the money.
Right.
So I never really thought about that part of it. But recently I seen an ad, and a lady, she gives like a free crash course online in business. And that is one of the first things that she said. And I said, I'm like, okay, so you know what? I had to start realizing what my true skills are.
Nice.
Yeah. And then trying to duplicate those in the legal world.
Okay.
So business for me right now is actually very important. I actually have a very different learning style. I actually think I'm autistic myself. I think I'm on the spectrum myself. And I always say this, as a child, I was a very, very peculiar child, but I learned differently. But if I had somebody that came and said to me, okay, come, let me show you step by step, and I just did it like that,
right.
I'm telling you, I'm a billionaire
right
in real life, because I got books. Actually, I brought my books today because I have books full of million dollar ideas that I sat and I wrote down while I was in prison,
right?
So I just need somebody who knows how to work this machine so that we can, you know, be great. So in the air of where you were saying about not being able to do it one person, I am now looking for my team. My team that sees my value, that knows what it is that I know how to do and helps me capitalize on it so that we can be wealthy.
Beautiful.
So that's where I'm at with business right now.
You see, and actually, I have to say, I give you kudos for that. There's a brother I met the other day. Shout out to a brother named Tiger, Gerald. He has a business where he does import-export from Africa. He brings in like shea butter and different things like that on mass containers worth. And even actually, I've even helped my dad in the because he has he grows tropical plants and stuff like that in the Caribbean, and then he would import them into Canada.
That's beautiful.
You know? Yeah, no. So the import-export business. But, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if we could still get into it. How many people do all kind of side things and then still get into the business? Like, you know,
One monkey don't stop no show.
That's what
I'm saying. We know this. No, one monkey don't stop no show. Because I got a lot of people around me that I trust that I could make the president of the company with no problems.
Yeah, you have,
you know,
experience.
They can go and live on the beach for what we've about to do. You know what I'm saying? Just say you're the president and live on the beach for the rest of your life and chill.
Well, you see, so now, the first tip I could give when you're talking building your team, you want to get a coach, somebody who has that could give you the fundamentals. We have a couple of awesome coaches within the OFC. I got to give a shout out to Tanisha Valiant, Ken Ingram. We have another brother named Arno. These are some of the coaches that are here to help businesses in the collective. Because I found like one of the things that helped when we were coming up is the fact that we had a coach that gave us what I feel the information he taught us is it basically gave us the ability to print money, is how I put it, because he taught us some fundamentals, and that's I'm glad to be able to share today. And guys, what I'm sharing today, this course, first of all, is thousands of dollars. Okay, it was like, at the time, we were blessed because we got a government subvention. But still, the course was like something like $16,000. So just to say, I'm going to give you guys a nugget right now. I hope you have your paper and pen. So the number one, number two, and number three rule of business that we were taught is that people do business with people they like, they trust, and respect. That is the number one, two, and three rule of successful business. So that whole concept of, you know, when they tell you, oh, guys, it's just business, it's not personal. That's trash.
Yeah.
Business is very personal. if anybody's telling you it's just business, they just don't really know how real business runs. Because if you think about it, people who are getting jobs in different locations and doing different things, most of the time it's who you know. It's that's what opened the door for you. It's good that you had the education to back it. When the door is open, you could say you had this degree. But brothers and sisters, it is about who you know. So just make sure that you keep that relationship and you keep relationships, yes. You be to your word. You be honest and just be that person that people appreciates and likes. Because when you're launching your business now as an entrepreneur and you're now looking for clients and customers, you could make a mistake with your product and your service, actually. If you are that person that they see, you know what? Yo, you're trying a thing. I appreciate how you came. I like you. I'm going to buy your product.
Yeah. Right?
I'm going to support it.
Yeah.
But if you come, you could have an amazing product and a shitty presentation and like your attitude is terrible. Yo, you... I don't care about your product anymore.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
I go through this in Chinatown. I don't care how good the food is in here. I will slap all in the floor. I'll slap it all in the floor. Yes. Who are you talking to? It looked good. I want to take a handful of General Tso and put it in my mouth as I'm talking junk to them. But I'm like, yo, I'm not playing with y'all in here. Don't talk to me like that.
Right. That's it.
Don't play with me.
Thank you, Kai. That's a perfect example right there.
So I get that 110%. And, you know, I went through a thing recently where someone said to me, he knows a man that comes into his business often and says stuff like around them and says, I think I told you guys this before. It says, you know, I just can't do business with black people. And he's a black man. And I said, well, don't ever introduce me to him, please. And he's like, why not? It's his opinion. And I'm like, he should not be going around in the presence of other black people saying things like that.
Right.
Even if he feels like that, he should keep that negativity to himself. Because what he is doing is actually giving you guys his disease. And that right there is something that we're not accepting that. We're not accepting that. Yeah. Stay away from me with that. Because that's poison to my people. It's contagious. Truth is that we need to learn maybe better how to do. But you know what? Everybody does bad business sometimes. There are people in every culture that do bad business from time to time. Mm-hmm. But when you learn and you know better, you do better. And that's one of our missions right now. So we're not counting nobody out because today they made a mistake or they did it poorly. We've accepted bad food and rotten food and stink food and food with glass and paper and plastic and stuff in it. We ate food from... what's the restaurant that was on Atwater? The Chinese Dragon. And they went in there, and when they put on the news that there was cats and dogs and unidentified animals in the freezer, we did not stop going.
Right.
We went, ate little cat, meow. We did it. Yes, we ate it. And with a smile. We are going to have to stop doing that with each other and crucifying each other in business that way. It happens. And you know what we got to do as the business owners? We got to be like, you know what? You're right. We're going to do better.
I love that.
And make a way to do better. But the canceling thing, I don't like it.
No, because the thing is, I think if we were to see each other as one, like I've been talking about it on a spiritual level and all kind of different things, but we're looking at each other like we're in competition with each other, we're hating on each other, but we don't realize that, by me seeing us as equal, if I see your success is my success. I tell that to people all the time. Like, I want to go out of my way to make sure you do good because your success is our success as a collective. Absolutely. And matter of fact, I'm glad we're talking about this. I want to give a shout out to Tropical. Tropical is a restaurant, a Caribbean restaurant that we have here in Montreal. You guys know it's owned down in Griffintown. Melanated-owned restaurant. Now, basically, we have to understand that we're, as a people, we raise the bar for ourselves really high. Right? Like, it's just like for some reason, our expectations are really, really high. So even if we're going over and above and we're doing everything to please a person, because our expectations are so high, if you stumble up a little bit, we're crucifying each other. And I have to say, like, I was talking to my to my brother who owns the restaurant there, and he was like, yo, it hurts when he gets bad reviews, and because we don't realize that we're taking it for a joke, but when you go in Google or whatever, you give a restaurant a negative review, that has an impact, right? Because people are checking reviews to know if I'm going to go to that restaurant. So now, because for whatever reason, like, and it could be something as petty as you're trying to get a reservation, you can't get a reservation, you're vexed, you're putting a negative review on the person's site. Now, that is something out of their control. But it's like, but you're not necessarily realizing the long-term impact of those things, because if that business doesn't do well, it ends up having to close. That's a closed business in the community. That's an employment loss. That's one of our youth that now is not, like his school or her school is not being paid for.
Right.
So we have to look at it like where we have, like you're saying, like we have to understand that it takes two. So on the side of the business, yes, we're expecting good customer service and quality products. It's not just because you're black owned that I just want to, I'm going to come support blindly. But at the same time, as a consumer, we also have to be understanding to our businesses and stuff like that. So now, we have an amazing guest with us today, and she's going to talk. And then I have some cool stuff to share. I learned all kinds of stuff about finance and insurance this week that I'm going to share with you later. But before we go into that, I want to bring in our guest into the conversation. So we have the one and only Sabrina Carrington with us. She is the owner of As Intended, All Natural. So first, let me a round of applause. Woo-hoo! Yeah. Okay. For next week, for sure, the claps will be installed, guys. We're gonna have a button we could press for claps.
Our sound bits will be in place. Don't worry.
I'm trying to give some. I'm trying to give a little eye to the sound person. Some claps for next week. All right. So, So Sabrina, welcome to the Empower Hour.
Thank you. Good morning, everybody. Yes. How's everybody doing today?
Awesome. Thank you for being here. So we like to first off, just if you want to take a moment, just introduce you. Who are you for those who might not have ever heard you? We have thousands and thousands of listeners all over the world. No pressure. Yeah, none. You know what I mean? But, so it's your first time here. So
Okay, my name is Sabrina Carrington. I am the owner and creator of As Intended All Natural, which I started back in 2016. I've been creating ways to make our skin and hair products cleaner, more basically on the vegan side, no chemicals, no nothing like that. Basically trying to take things back to where our parents had them. Because I sat down with my mom and like, Mom, well, how did you guys do it when you were growing up, right?
Yeah.
Oh, she goes, well, they used to use the ash from the fire to brush their teeth.
Mm.
They would boil the oil up the coconut to grease their hair and their skin and whatnot.
Right.
They, and so I'm like, okay, well, if that worked back then,
right,
why can't it still work now?
Yep.
You understand? You go in the pharmacy and I'm like, okay, this is coconut butter. But you look at the ingredients and it's like the coconut butter is like the 20th ingredient down in the list.
Right.
So how much coconut butter is actually in here? And what's all this other stuff?
Right.
So I'm like, I'm going to try taking it back to where our parents had it. Because my mama looks good. I don't know about your mom. I'm sure your mama looked good too.
Yeah.
And they grow up on all kind of coconut butter and basic, basic things. And their hair was long and beautiful. And but they didn't have all these chemicals.
Wow.
So why do we need the chemicals? That made me ask that question. Why do we need them then?
Yeah.
So I said, okay, let me try some. So I tried a thing.
And, then, and 2016 till today.
Today, 2016. Yeah, never stopped. Couldn't stop.
Nice.
It was my calling. Had to do it.
You see? Yeah. And you're following your calling, and that's something that as an entrepreneur, as entrepreneurs out there listening, I like to encourage people to do that. Follow your passion, because then it's like you could do it for hours, and it never feels like work.
Never.
You know what I mean? It's so let us know. So first of all, you just so I can understand, or our listeners can understand, the type of products and stuff that you have and that are available. Because and then we're going to get into the point of the show, because we want to discuss your experience going through COVID and what it was like and different things like that. Because the idea is to be able to share tips and tricks with entrepreneurs, you know, like things that we might not have thought of or things to understand, you know, share how you were able to pivot, so to speak.
Okay, well, before the whole lockdown and everything started, I was doing really well. And because I was going to a lot of events, I love to go to a lot of vendor events because I love to meet people. I love to talk to people.
Right.
I love to get their reaction on the products, or I like to talk to them about what they're missing and whatnot, what they want changed in their life when it comes to their skin and hair products. So I used to be at the Palais de Congrès, Place Bonaventure, Place des Arts, all these places for whatever event was going on to get to know my public. And I found that was so much nicer. Then obviously we all got hit by lockdown.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God, how am I going to do this now? I didn't even have a website, nothing. My whole business was meeting people.
Right.
Okay. So then I had to come up with a different way. And I'm like, well, clearly, for hearing from what's going on out there and social media and talking to my friends who also had businesses, it hit everybody really, really hard.
Yeah.
And it broke my heart to hear how many businesses were being shut down. And it was horrible. Horrible. The horror stories. Luckily for me, my business was from home, so that made it a little bit easier for me to survive.
Right.
So I thought to myself, okay, if I can't meet people in person, how else can I get across to my customers without meeting them face to face? So I'm like, okay, what can I do? So I thought, okay, maybe I'll start like more. I got on MailChimp, for example, started putting out more flyers there, emails, recontacting with other people. Because what I do every event that I go to, everyone leaves their email address so I can contact them. So I went through everybody and I just emailed everyone. Then I got more into my social media, started posting more things and more. When it comes to videos, I was very scared of doing videos. I'm a very shy person. I'm right now, I'm shaking in my boots while I'm doing this right now. Okay?
Well, you're doing a great job, Queen.
It takes me like a month to do one video
because
I get so scared. But I said, Sabrina, you've got to break out of that. You've got to reach your public. Amazing. Get and do your videos. So I started putting more into my videos, and then I thought to myself, maybe you should try doing a website.
Okay.
So then I said, okay, let's get a website going. I says, we got to get out there. We got to get people to still be interested in your product.
Right.
So I got the website up and going. Then I started sending traffic towards the website. So that was great. People were like, oh, good, you're still going. You're still doing things. Oh, yes, I am. You got to just reach out wherever you can find them, you know? Then the best thing that we ever did was, ever heard of guerrilla marketing? Started harassing people in the streets. You're walking around somewhere, someone, the hair looking kind of rough.
You know,
every day we can all walk out with nice, you know, with nice looking hair. But you spot somebody and you'd be like, sister, let me help you. You know. I don't know if you're interested, but here's my business card.
Beautiful.
Give me a shout. We do this. We do that. Like, and they're all shocked. I never got anybody that said, you know, are you crazy? Could you please get away from me?
Right, yeah.
No, they were all very open to it. And they're like, where's your Instagram? Do you have this? Do you have Facebook?
Amazing. I go, yes, I do.
And so the guerrilla marketing was going hard. Mm-hmm. So that really, whether I saw you in the parking lot, I was just following people.
You see, no, honestly, I have to interject here because first of all, kudos to you and coming out of your comfort zone. Right, and just doing what you have to. Like, I've been watching all kinds of things on YouTube, and that's what they tell all these multimillionaires, okay, billionaires. They tell you, yo, there's no walk in the park, eh? Mm-hmm. You're trying to get it, you get it. Mm-hmm. You go and get it. Like, there's no excuses. There's no, oh, no one's coming to me. Coming to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. No one's coming to you. Are you a business? Yo, you go find that person. You see that person walking by? That's a client. Go talk to them. Go do what you have to. So kudos to you on
Child,
that.
You just said that, and I'm like, you know what? That's what pimps do.
Yes. Yes. Want that girl to but
I'm going
to
tell you.
I need to work for me.
But I'm going to tell you something. You just said that, and that just triggered me, actually. I see it in my mind. I'm like, oh, my gosh. You know what? I'm going to tell you something.
Yes.
Back in the days, so you said nobody ever thwarted you, but I experienced that because I used to see, and it was a thing. I didn't care. I don't know what I'm going to tell you. I used to target white women who had melanated children, and their hair looked raggedy.
Mm.
And I would go and get them and pick them all up and say, hey, come here. Let me tell you something. You know that God gave you a gift? You're going to have to clean this boy up. Look how he look. Come on, bring him down to here. We're going to braid his hair. We're going to get him together. And they used to be like, oh, my God, thank you. One day I told this lady, she said, get away from me.
Wow, seriously?
I swear. But I'm going to tell you something. What you said means a lot. In New York City and in the South, I have seen this take place where 5%ers, brothers who live that lifestyle, God body, they go to a wholesaler in the morning and they fill a great big army bag full of products.
Yeah.
And they go door to door and knock on the door and say, good morning, sister. Good morning, brother. We have That's some right. products in here. And here's a booklet of what I have inside my bag. And I'd like to know if there's anything that may interest you.
Yep.
And what you just said was the original mathematics of this business stuff that we're talking about. That's what this is. Before internet, before any of that. And you know what? That means that you will always have longevity exactly. if you do it that way.
I've got people that come up on the street. Oh, I've seen you. I met you here. Yes. I try to remember them, but they all remember me.
Yep.
Because I've either approached them on the street.
Yeah.
Or they saw me at a vendor event or something like that. But they always remember my face.
Yeah.
Like, one person I met last night. And he said, he looked a little bit familiar to me, but he says, I saw you somewhere. And I'm like, weird, because I don't remember. And then he goes, you were at a vendor event in LaSalle. This is like 4 or 5 years ago.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm like, holy cow, is my head that big?
you know what? But you have a look that's unmistakable. First of all, they can't pass you. First of all, for those of y'all who can't see right now, right, because y'all listening on the radio, this is Thiz Fly. She is big. She is robust. She is curvy. She's sexy. She's beautiful. She's smart.
She came
in here dressed fly. Her outfit is so fly. Now she had to change her shoes to come in here, but she had on some fly boots when she first came in.
Yeah.
Hold on. Not just that. Her nails, when she came in first, her nails actually matched the outfit, but I realized that her nails done changed colors on us. The nails was a different color when she first came
Seriously?
In. She got, yeah, they was red when she first came in, but now they've been changing from orange to yellow and orange to red. My sister is fly right
My
now.
Energy is so, always flowing.
Y'all know, she ain't got it popping right now. Y'all don't know. And the energy that's radiating from her, I'm just looking at her smiling right now. I'm like, yes.
Yeah, she's radiating.
Yes, honey.
Yeah,
no, so you know what? I feel like you'll do well. You just
Thank
need to
you.
Be seen.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You just need to be seen. Somebody needs to see you. And you know what? You're somebody that I could see on television. You could see I could see you saying you. Like, hey, y'all, listen, this is this product. Y'all need to make sure y'all go and get this, like, see on CVS.
Yes,
like,
yes,
these
yes.
are my products. And watching the numbers go up. Like,
manifest.
Yeah, I could see you. You're one of those ladies in real life. Hey, I could see that on you.
Thank you, sis.
It might be podcast time. Kai's putting it out
there. Yeah, you fly.
So, and I
She's fly, y'all.
No,
y'all make sure y'all go and get her products. And for those of y'all who don't know, this is also like sister and best friend to one of our co-hosts, Trish. Yeah. And so we are so happy to have, that's right, this is like her sister. And actually, really, we had intended to have her on the show previously, but we never really got around to it with all the stuff with COVID and us just moving the way that we were. But to have you here now is truly a blessing. Thank so thank you very much for coming through. Y'all make sure y'all go to that website and get her information and buy some of her products, because her products are exquisite.
Because we got excited and we dove all in. We didn't even get into the details of the products.
Yes, let's get
in it. But I just want to say before we go into the products, because your energy is very attractive, and I want people to know that, like, your energy, guys. Again, like, we're energy beings, so it's not that clients aren't interested in you when they see you. Your energy is repelling them.
I'll tell you a story. When I was at Plastibon Adventure 1 year for an event, there was obviously there's thousands and thousands of people there, but people, when they came to my table, they literally said to me, I don't know why I came down here, but there's something that's coming from your table that drew me to your table. And my table was a little table.
Right.
And they've got all this extravagance and stuff like that. And everyone, as they came around the corner, they just said to me, I had to come here.
Guys.
I'm like, bless. Ancestors, God, thank you so much.
Yo, that's it.
I was so thankful.
Yo,
yes.
I'm glad you're saying it. I'm glad. Because, again, the intention of the show today, guys, was to be able to give you guys some gems. People who are in business, like, we know it has not been easy, so we want to share tips and tricks. And honestly, it could be, you might, like, we downplay things as simple as your energy. Like, because we're thinking all strategies. This. No, really, it's like your expectation, your energy, that love, that vibe you put out, you get it right back. So when you see a person, you genuinely, you're not here to just push a product. You're here because it's like, yo, no, actually, I could offer you something that could help you. Like, I'm just, you know what I mean? It's a whole different energy. So with that, so let's talk about it. Let's talk about the product, what people could get from you, because I know that it's a plethora of things. So, but just if you don't mind sharing a bit.
Okay, well, I'll start with a few examples. The first thing I started making was my lip balm. Mm-hmm. I make a wonderful, wonderful lip balm. I started making that because I find that when I used to use the lip balms from the store, you put it on, and a couple hours later, it's gone. You've got to keep replying throughout the day. Mm-hmm. And I thought, okay, that's ridiculous. Why isn't it not working?
Right, yeah.
Right? What's the point of buying something if it's not going to work? So I created a lip balm. Mm-hmm. It came out really well. My kids used to use it, and then they took it to school, and then their friends were using it. And my kids were like, Mom, why don't you sell this? Mm. But I was too shy. I didn't want to. And eventually I got the guts up, and that's where I met Trish at my very first event. Where I met her.
Okay.
And we've been friends ever since. So we started with the lip balm.
Okay.
And I took these products to the first event, and I surprised myself and sold 3/4 of what I brought.
Nice.
And I haven't stopped since then.
Okay.
So it started with the beautiful lip balm, which I still carry.
Okay.
Spearmint and blueberry and whatever scent somebody wants, because I also do made to order. Mm-hmm. Then there's my face cream. It's aloe vera with lavender and coconut oil, and this goes on your face and stays on your face. It's really hydrating to your skin, and you put it on in the morning, and you never have to put it on again for the rest of the day. Mm. You don't get that 3 o'clock crispy skin. Mm-hmm. It stays like that. At night, you're just gonna wash your face and reapply. Mm. And then by the morning, it's like your face just changes overnight. It works. I have many customers, but one particular customer, God bless her, she's 90-something years old.
Nice.
And when she got this face cream from me, she said this is the first time in her entire life that anything's ever worked on her face.
Wow.
I cried.
Wow.
Because that was a blessing that this young woman had to wait all this time.
Wow.
And if I did not start what I started, she would not have been able to say that. Mm-hmm. And so I give thanks to the universe for that and everybody because that is amazing. So that's why I won't stop doing what I'm doing.
Mm.
So there's the face cream. Then there's my hair butter.
Okay.
Which it's shea butter in there. There's essential oils, rosemary, tea tree oil. And I also have Jamaican black castor oil in there as well. And we all know what that do for the roots. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That makes it shine. That brings everything alive. Mm-hmm. People have reported growth. Baby hairs are coming back out. Natural colors coming back out. The hair's getting thicker. Nice. These are things that our parents use that are still working now. Because they can work now.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yep.
No chemicals, nothing. What's on the ingredients is exactly what's there and nothing else. Because if you can't pronounce it, then you should not be putting it on your body.
Well said, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You should just spit that out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we hear, but I have body butters as well. Ocean Breeze.
And with the hair butter, you didn't mention the beard. Getting there. Okay, sorry.
I'm on to the.
Okay, you have a process. Okay,
because that lemongrass beer bomb is what I'm waiting for you to get around. Because I'm gonna tell you, it's a lot of funky beer brothers walking around, and I'm gonna tell you, your breath smells like whatever you ate this morning. No, it's true. They bet some of the beers be smelling like booty. I ain't gonna lie.
So you need
the clean the stuff.
Is it 8 a.m. yet, Kaya? After 8, we said we go live like this.
We want everybody who's on their way to work that got some money to know it's beer bomb. To get you together your beard is smelling stank.
Yeah, facts. Talk about
this. This is the thing. So these ladies is around here really thinking about the men because they ain't thinking about it. Men is walking around with whole pieces of bread in their beard and stuff. I seen it. I'm like,
yes, Kaya.
Mm-mm.
But there's the body butter, and that comes like coconut and lime, and there's ocean breeze that literally smells like you're on vacation. It smells absolutely wonderful. And everything's whipped, so it's nice.
I'll take one of those.
There's ocean breeze, coconut and lime, and rose scented as well.
I hope you brought an order form for us because we're gonna we're gonna go hard in the paint.
All down. And then the pièce de résistance, which you guys love, of course. There's a lot more products, but I'm gonna get to the beard balm right away and the beard oil. And I'm gonna let the guys know, guys. Sometimes the beard be smelling kind of
like all day,
it needs washing. And you know they're not taking care of that skin under the beard. You understand?
Right,
because you can have a gorgeous beard, but if you got a lot of acne underneath there, it's not healthy.
Talk about it.
So we've got our beard balm first of all. That comes in lemongrass. It also comes in orange and lemongrass. It comes in sage, and it comes in Palo Santo.
Okay.
And the sexy, delicious scented musk.
Okay.
If you want to start some trouble, if you want a woman to be up on all over you, you need to make your beard smell sweet.
Yeah, it
works.
And
then she won't leave you, right?
Yeah, it works.
I have it at a barbershop in the West Island, at Grenville Barbershop, and a guy came in there to buy one. He went home, and his wife sent him back to go buy another one.
Okay, a backup just in case.
You know what I'm saying? Because he smelled so good.
Right.
You know when you're hugging a man, if his beard smells so good, that hug is going to last a lot longer than you intended it to last.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So there's the beard balm for shaping the beard and moisturizing and whatnot. And then there's the beard oil. Because not everybody wants to use the balm. They want an oil as well. So the same scents also come in a beard oil.
Okay.
To give it nice shine and softness and soothness. And everything will treat the skin under the beard.
Also
so beautiful. Whatever you use should not just be for your beard. It should be for the skin below the beard as well. So a complete treatment right there daily. And I also have a beard wash.
Okay.
That'll be coming out before Father's Day. And so you can wash your beard, scrub it.
Yeah, so ladies, when you get ready to sit down on the beard, it'll actually be smelling it's not going to make you... this is how you change... This is how ladies be getting messed up pH balance and stuff. This is important.
You're right. You're
the beard
right.
Sometimes be holding bacteria and stuff
you
like
don't
that.
Know
you
what you're catching up
you
in
you
there.
Don't know what when you when you that you need your seat to be clean. That's all I'm gonna say.
You're not gonna sit on a dirty toilet seat, are you?
That's right.
No, you won't.
Wow. What other products? So. You said there was a whole other stuff. I have nothing else to say.
This is gonna be one of the best shows of the season. I'm just gonna tell you.
That's right.
Yes.
So there's along with the face cream, there's a toner as well. Wonderful toner. It contains again aloe vera, lemon, and lavender.
Okay.
And it's for after you wash your face, you're going to squirt that on, give it a few spurts on your face. You can wipe it off or you can let it remain because it's just going to close up those pores, keep the skin nice and clean. And then you're going to apply your face cream after that. And that, even if you're not washing your face, if you're in the middle of the day and you're like really grumpy or you're feeling tired and you have no energy, one spritz of that lemon and lavender in your face. Oh my God, the sun comes up, even if it's a cloudy day.
You see?
If you're about to slap somebody, you pull that out of your purse, you squirt it in your face or their face. And you'd be like, you know, Satan, get thee behind me.
Little bitch be gone.
You know what I'm saying? Bitch be gone. Bitch be gone. Okay? And so, like, squirt. I need to squirt you up my life. Okay? So the smell is just absolutely amazing.
My goodness. Okay. So, and the thing is, guys, as you're saying this, I'm picturing people taking care of themselves, guys. And this is what's coming to my mind. We're still going through rough times, guys. And if one thing that this pandemic and everything should have taught us is take care of yourself. Life is short. You want to love yourself, take care care of yourself, pamper yourself, you will feel exceptional. Because I find that we're not doing this enough. So everything, all the products you're talking about, it's for us to appreciate the body that we're in.
Yeah.
You know, take that time, take that extra moment in the mirror, look at yourself a little bit longer, breathe in, breathe out, and take it in.
Yeah, self-care and also caring for the ones around you too, because there's nothing like, you know, getting some of those products together, a big bowl with some hot water and a towel, you know, and putting it on your lover's face. And sometimes, you know, men go to work, they work hard, they're doing all these different things. They really don't think about how to keep themselves the freshest, the cleanest, and stuff like that. So us as women, it's part of our duty, too, to be like, hey, did you know about, you know, I got a mason, right? They're like, no! But you hold him down. Throw some toothpaste in his mouth.
Oh,
hit him with the lemon lavender stuff in the face. Sometimes. Sometimes, you know, you just got to take care of the people around you, even if they don't want it, because they, you know, that's how I go.
Mm-mm, I appreciate you, Kai.
Wrestle them.
Right, that's what it is. Okay, so now, all right, so what else? I know we have a plethora of things, and then I even want you, before you go, I even want you to touch on the sea moss and different things like that, because you do health product, well, skin and beauty products and whatnot, but I know you also dabble in things that are good for the insides as well.
Yes, because as far as I'm concerned, it's like, not only should you take care of what you put in your mouth, but also what you put on your skin.
Mm-hmm.
So when I'm covering stuff that I take care of, it's like I go through everything, basically. Skin, hair, the insides, because it's all the same thing, because I find a weak spirit will give you a weak body. You understand?
Right.
So what you put inside your temple will strengthen your spirit. And when your spirit is strong, it will show on the outside.
Nice.
And nobody can mess with you, because they realize that I'm powered from the inside out, not the outside in. Understand?
Claps.
And that is some knowledge that we need to spread. Even to our young people need to know that. It's not the outside in, it's the inside out. It shines. Exactly. So when I'm doing the skin products, that's great, because you realize you can get to where you want to without the chemicals. You don't need it.
Mm-hmm.
It's possible.
I love that. And I like the concept of back to basics. Like, I'm part of all kind of different groups, and right now we're doing the best that we can to just go back to the roots. Like, because we realize that life has evolved and things, all kind of different things are happening in the system, the world, and you know what I mean. So, but that ability to just go back to basics, and there's a peace in that. There's a serenity in that.
There is.
There's a joy in that. You know. So yeah. So I'm glad that it's like your company and your products are rooted in going back to the basics.
That's why I started the name, because originally I came up with As God Intended.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just put it, you know, just as intended, all natural. Because, like, nice. From the beginning, get it back to the roots of where it started. You know, back, because if my mama looks this good where she is, it's like, okay, that means I want to look like her when I get her age.
Right.
Doing what she did.
That is amazing. Yeah, I was going to tell you before, make sure you get that testimonial from that sister that's with 98. That's something worth capturing. Like, you know, if you get her on video saying that, something you want to, yeah, especially as you're creating content for your website and different things like that, don't take it for granted. Everything is content these days. Mm-hmm. So now, before we start to wrap, let me check the time. We're doing pretty good. So we went through, you have tons of other web products and stuff like that, but we'll direct everybody to the website to be able to order and to, you know, to see everything else that you have. But do you want to take a moment just to talk about the sea moss?
Yes, I started doing sea moss because I started for myself because I had a thyroid issue.
Okay.
Had. Mm-hmm. And I decided, you know what, I'm going to try to heal myself naturally.
Okay.
So I said, I'm going to look, I do my investigation, I have all my books, I do my reading and research. But no matter what I do, I research it for months before I even begin to use it on myself.
That's amazing.
So that by the time I take it to the public, I know what I'm talking about, because I've done it. Everything that I sell, all my products, my guinea pigs, my little test rabbits, and my family. And me. So if they come out with a third eye, you know, don't buy that product. Okay?
Right.
If they start hopping kind of funny, keep an eye on my family. I'm like, okay, I don't know. I don't want that one.
Got it. Okay.
So it all started with them. So with the CMOS, started with me because I was told that I had a thyroid growth and that I was told that it was getting bigger.
Okay.
And it might get to the size where they might have to go and do a biopsy on it. So I'm like, what? I don't like pain. I don't like any kind of thing. So I'm like, I don't think so. So let me try to see what I can do. So I got into sea moss. So then I started getting into different kinds of sea moss. There's the ones that we get from the island, which is a scientific name is Gracilaria, is what it's called.
Okay.
And then I got the Chondris, which comes from Ireland. That's the one that's been used way before even the island one, because the Irish started using that a long time ago to help with, I think it was emphysema, And they had a lot of these lung problems, and the sea moss helped them. That's what they used to drink all the time.
Okay.
And so I said, okay, well, this is great. So then I started taking it myself, and I kept taking it, and I used to mix it with aloe vera and drink that every day. I went to the doctor. They checked my thyroid. They said, okay, yeah, that we realize that it is at the size that it has the growth and whatnot, that it has to be biopsied. And I kept taking my sea moss. Well, by the time I went back to the doctor again, he's like, okay, we have to do the biopsy today. I didn't want to. And he goes, well, how about you just lay here and just let me just look at it and do the ultrasound, and we'll see from there. So I'm like, okay. I lay down on the table. I was in tears because I really was hoping this was not. Thank God. Thank you. Thank you, universe. Mm-hmm. The man looked at me and he goes, oh, it's not as big as we thought it
was.
I'm like, what? He says, it's not big at all. I'm like,
okay.
I was so happy. I walked out of there with no pulse, no nothing, and I haven't stopped my CMOS since then.
I love these.
I love these testimonies.
We gotta get into that because a lot of people don't understand the doctors healing. That we go to are not doctors. Those are criminals you are looking at. Those are gangsters that you are looking at.
Yeah.
These are doctors. These are people who find natural stuff and heal themselves and others. Those are doctors. The people that you're going to see in the hospital that's swiping that Medicare card, those are gangsters.
I have to say the views that you're hearing in the Empower Hour, these are very much our views. They might not necessarily be the views of CKET, but you guys know we keep it 150 on the show. Okay, thank you, Kai. No, you can continue. I'm just
She's a healer. This sister right here is a doctor. She better know. I'm gonna tell you something. In prison they called me Dr. Shrouder. They gave me scabies in the place. Listen, they gave me scabies and they gave me a cream to get rid of whatever they told me what they said it wasn't scabies. They told me what I had all over my arms and my body was crotch rot. So I'm like, what? Who rubbed their crotch on me? I'm like, oh no, we got a problem here. So I'm like, no, this is can't be crotch rot. So they take me to give me some stuff that gets rid of crotch rot, and it got steroids in it. So I put the stuff on, and the next morning I wake up and now I'm burning because now the steroid is making the scabies multiply by 1,000.